concerns about terrorism are playing a role in this year's political events. One report in particular caught the eye of NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
One of the more bizarre happenings in this age of national jitters is the idea that surfaced from obscure origins of postponing the election in case of an attack that threatened to undermine our election system. The idea engendered a lot of discussion about who would stand to benefit from a delayed election. Finally, the Bush administration dismissed the suggestion totally. The idea appears to have originated with the little-known U.S. Election Commission, created by Congress in the wake of the Florida vote-counting debacle of the year 2000 to help localities with their balloting problems. Getting involved with terrorism was something of a stretch, but Commission Chairman DeForest Soares queried the Department of Justice through Homeland Security about what authority existed to change the date of the election. The Justice Department apparently did not see fit to reply. Actually, Soares could have found his answer in the Constitution. Article 2 says Congress sets the date for the election uniform throughout the country, and what Congress ordains, Congress can also change. But the 20th Amendment stipulates that the president's term ends at noon on January 20th. An election held after that date would leave the country without a president. In the past, the country has always been able to vote amid crisis. In 1864, during the Civil War, President Lincoln refused to delay an election, saying, "If the rebellion could force us to forego or postpone a national election, it might fairly claim to have already conquered and ruined us." These words remain true today. Even to speculate in public about tampering with our election system must give satisfaction to the authors of the Election Eve bombing in Madrid. This is Daniel Shore.